An essential space in our tour is the one dedicated to freedom of expression. In this showcase, you can see several facsimile documents on the reports and decrees that led to the introduction of an article in the Spanish Constitution of 1812 known as La Pepa and approved by the Cortes de Cádiz, which enshrined freedom of expression, then defined as freedom of the press, as a constitutional right of all Spaniards. This was possible thanks to an intellectual, an enlightened man born in Huelva in 1758 and died in Paris in 1818 called José Isidoro Morales. He was born in a house in Rico Street, in the center of this city, in front of whose facade you can currently contemplate a commemorative stele installed by the City Council of Huelva and on behalf of all Spanish journalists, which includes a QR code through which you can download his biography. The University of Huelva has given his name to a building on the campus del Carmen and, in the vicinity, a street sign recalls his life and work. Thanks to his report, of which a facsimile copy can be seen in the showcase, the Cortes de Cádiz meeting in 1810 in Cádiz's Isla de León, now San Fernando, approved the decree establishing freedom of the press in Spain and from it, 2 years later, Article 371 of the Constitution of Cádiz was drafted, which literally stated, all Spaniards are free to write, print and publish their political ideas without the need for license, review or approval prior to publication, under the restrictions and responsibility established by law. José Isidoro Morales was one of the most prominent enlightened of the Spain that gave birth to liberalism and is considered the father of freedom of the press and freedom of expression in Spain. In 1809 he wrote the report on freedom of the press commissioned by the Supreme Central Board and the draft of its first bill, and his work was fundamental for the approval by the Cortes of Cádiz, in November 1810, of the Decree of Political Freedom of the Press, which was later incorporated into Article 371 of the Constitution of 1812. Morales was also a pioneer in Europe of electoral mathematics and defended the reform of education, especially female education, as the basis for the progress of the nation. Born in 1758 in the house that occupied the current number 14 of Rico Street, in Huelva, into a family of merchants, he was a doctor of philosophy and theology, professor of mathematics to the king's pages in Madrid and canon of the Cathedral of Seville. Frenchified in times of the War of Independence, the defeat of the Napoleonic troops forced him to go into exile in France, dying in Paris in poverty in 1818, where he is buried in the Père Lachaise Cemetery. Forgotten by historiography due to his Frenchified condition, the figure of José Isidoro Morales has been recovered by Manuel José de Lara Rodinas, professor at the University of Huelva, who has dedicated his book José Isidoro Morales. From Andalusia to Paris, the life of the father of freedom of printing. In this showcase, the drawing of a 19th-century editorial office made by Francisco Pérez, captain of the Dunes, grandson of the Huelva painter Pedro Gómez, shows the editorial office of a newspaper in the 19th century in which there are only men. And is that at that time, very few women wrote in print and all were forced to sign with a pseudonym. One of them, María Luisa Muñoz de Vargas, author also of short stories, poems and tales, born in Huelva, member of a family of intellectuals and businessmen who owned the newspaper La Provincia. The newspaper with the largest circulation and the longest edition in Huelva, and wife of the poet Rogelio Buendía. This space also draws attention to one of the episodes and characters in the history of journalism in which Huelva has played a special role.